puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
It's time now for Abandoned Manitoba, where we say hello once again to Gordon Goldsboro from the Manitoba Historical Society. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning, Chanelie.
So what are we talking about this week?
Well, our listeners know that our conversations here on Abandoned Manitoba generally run between 10 and 12 minutes, and I usually feel that I've barely scratched the surface of most of the topics we talk about here. So imagine the difficulty in conveying a meaningful story in just 1 minute. That was my challenge in a series of 43 short videos that I have just completed in collaboration with two filmmakers from Brandon. The videos launched this past week, so today we're talking about Manitoba Heritage Minutes.
Are these like the videos that used to be shown on TV that many of us grew up with?
Yeah, you know, anyone who grew up from the 1970s to 1990s probably remembers the Heritage Minutes that were shown on CBC and other television networks. They showed episodes from Canadian history in a 60-second format, and they were our inspiration to create the Manitoba Heritage Minutes, for sure. But our focus here was on Manitoba, of course, and we were not so fixated on major events in history, but on the unique and, well, sometimes quirky places that are frequently overlooked by Manitobans. And rather than focusing on television, we want to launch the Manitoba Heritage Minutes, where a new generation of Manitobans were more likely to see them, on social media.
Tell us about the team that made these videos.
Well, there were three of us. I was the host of the series and the primary researcher who selected possible subjects and presented them to the other two members of the team. My collaborators were Graham Street, a media instructor at Assiniboine Community College in Brandon, and Sean Cameron, a Brandon City Councillor. Both of them have been making commercial videos for many years, and they brought great expertise in video storytelling and production. I simply could not have made the Manitoba Heritage Minutes without these two talented gentlemen.
And these videos are just 1 minute in length. Why is that?
Well, partly is to see if we're up to the challenge. You know, some listeners may know that I've been making historical videos with Graham and Sean for several years. Our first set of videos, called Hidden Manitoba, ranged in length from 6 to 8 minutes. Then we made a series called Abandoned Manitoba, and they were 10 to 14 minutes, getting longer. By the way, you know, all of these videos are available for free viewing on the YouTube channel of the Manitoba Historical Society. But when you have the luxury of time, you know, you can expand on the history of a site in considerable detail. Not everyone wants to spend that much time, to be honest, and we were interested in seeing if could we tell a story in an engaging and informative way in just 1 minute. For the vast majority of the sites we visited, well, it was hard. We recorded well over 10 minutes of video, sometimes much more. And then Graham and Sean had the unenviable task of whittling it down while still preserving the essence of the story. And again, just 1 minute. The other factor, by the way, that determined the short length of these videos was the limits imposed by the social media platforms themselves, some of which restrict videos to be no longer than 60 seconds. So we say we had to stay within the limits.
How did you choose the topics?
In many cases, the videos were inspired by topics featured in one of my books or in places we've talked about here on Abandoned Manitoba. But every medium has its own advantages and disadvantages. Radio, of course, is not so good at presenting subjects visually. So we purposely chose sites for our Manitoba Heritage Minutes that had a strong visual element. So to help in conveying the story non-verbally, so even if we didn't say it, maybe you could see it. The first Heritage Minute, for example, featured a huge tree stump made of concrete in the Whiteshell that was intended originally to remind people about preventing forest fires. Now, I can talk about the tree stump, but it's so much better to actually see it. We also wanted to ensure that we made videos about places all around Manitoba. You know, it's my hope that people who see some of the places featured in a Manitoba Heritage Minute may want to go out and see it for themselves. I love rural Manitoba, and I want the videos to celebrate the many interesting places you can visit if you're willing to travel.
Where did you get the resources to make the videos?
Well, we did do a lot of traveling to get to the places featured in the Heritage Minutes. That means we had to pay for things like transportation, sometimes overnight accommodation and meals, and out-of-pocket expenses. For the first series of videos, we received 2 grants from the provincial government, and they allowed us to make 24 videos in total. But we were also fortunate to receive funding from the Sunrise Credit Union that is headquartered in Brandon. The credit union marked its 15th anniversary this year, in fact, just a few weeks ago, and it wanted to celebrate the occasion by having an historical video for each of the 19 West Man communities in which it operates a branch. So that brought the total to 43 Heritage Minutes altogether, in case anybody's wondering why that odd number of 43. We're hopeful, though, that the series will be received well enough that there will be interest in having more of them made. There are certainly many more places that we could feature, so it's just a matter of finding the funds to cover our costs. If there are any businesses or organizations out there that would like to support us in this project, well, certainly, get in touch.
Gordon, where can our listeners see these videos?
Well, they're posted on all the social media channels of the Manitoba Historical Society, on our Facebook group, our X feed, on Instagram, and on our YouTube channel. Personally, I prefer the YouTube channel. I can just sit there all day and just click one video after another.
Are all the 43 videos available right now?
No, we're going to be releasing them on a weekly basis on what we're calling Heritage Minute Mondays. So in other words, they're coming out every Monday. To date, 2 videos have been released and a third will come out tomorrow. At the end of most of the videos, we pose a question to viewers to ask them for feedback. So, for example, the second Heritage Minute is about the Union Stockyards here in Winnipeg. And we asked if people had memories of this once enormous meat processing facility. A couple of the comments we've received so far mention the horrific smell of the place. And one person asked what is happening there right now, because there actually is something going on there. Well, as it happens, I met the developer who is turning that site into a commercial and residential development. And he's calling it the Water Tower District because he hopes to preserve the old water tower that still stands at the site and, in fact, has written on the sides Union Stockyards. He proposes to move the tower to the middle of a traffic circle at the entrance to the new development and to install lighting that accentuates. It's a really, I think, wonderful idea that honors the history of the site. And so, therefore, I've offered him the help of the Manitoba Historical Society in achieving his goal. So lots of things coming about as a result of these Heritage Minutes.
Thanks for this, Gordon. I'm looking forward to seeing these videos. What's up for next week?
Well, people who carry smartphones are probably familiar with QR codes, those checkerboard symbols that we can use in a variety of ways. Well, for example, viewing the menu in a restaurant. Next week, I'm going to describe some projects here in Manitoba that are using QR codes to make visits to historic sites more informative.
Thanks so much, Gordon.
You're welcome, Chanelie. Bye-bye for now.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba, many moons.